This is M&N Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins saw their two-game winning streak come to a halt yesterday at Target Field. The Pirates scored a run on the top of the ninth inning and held on to beat Minnesota 2-1. Twins manager Rocco Baldelli says the loss is disappointing, but he's excited about how his team has played of late.
I'm sitting here more thinking about the way we played over the last couple of weeks, played some of our best baseball of the year, clearly. I've been really impressed with what we've gotten from a lot of our guys. So I'm going into the break quite optimistic and feeling good. Yeah, we want the sweep and we want to finish this off and, you know, be at 500, all those things. Yeah, that's obvious. But the way we've been playing overall, really good.
And he says there are several things to be happy about looking ahead to the second half.
I really like the way we've pitched. I really like the way we've defended. And the at-bats have been good. And we've played baseball. We've made different types of baseball plays when we've needed to win games.
We've now hit the All-Star break, and Byron Buxton will take part in the Home Run Derby tonight in Atlanta. He and his teammate Joe Ryan will be on the AL roster for the All-Star game tomorrow night there. The AAA Saints got a good outing from Zebby Matthews yesterday in St. Paul, but the bullpen faltered, and they lost to the Iowa Cubs 8-2. The Lynx are in action tonight. They play in Chicago for a second straight game. Minnesota lost to the Windy City on Saturday, and head coach Cheryl Reeve was not particularly happy about watching Chicago play harder than her team did.
They had a will to win. They came out to compete in a basketball game. I don't know if you've talked to the players yet, but I'm not sure that if you ask them the same thing, they would be able to say the same. So we cannot show up, cannot come out ready to compete. It just can't happen. It's disappointing that it did. They just show up for a game, not understand how hard it is to win possessions in this league. So we didn't bring it in the first half.
The Lynx still have the best record in the WNBA at 18-4. Tonight's game will tip off at 7 o'clock. And in the NBA, the Summer League continues in Las Vegas. The Minnesota Timberwolves will be playing tomorrow against Detroit. This is M&N Sports.